Hello, and welcome to Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things.
This week, we have me, Bill, and Anthony.
Hi, Bill.
Joey.
Hello.
And Anna.
That's me.
And you can contact us by sending us an email to geeksrewired@gmail.com, calling us 801-896-4335. And you also can help us out or help support us at Patreon at patreon.com/geeksrewired, where you can get access to the podcast early or become one of the great levels like Dave, because he's great.
Good old Dave.
Yes.
Dave.
There are greater levels.
You can be greater.
Or greatest.
Or greatest, yes. There can only be one greatest.
Yes.
So
we're going to jump right into that, huh?
Right into it, because it's fresh. So yesterday, as of the recording of the podcast, which is Tuesday, what, the 2nd?
April Fool's. No, it's not.
No.
It is not Tuesday either.
It's Wednesday.
No, I said as of yesterday, which was Tuesday.
Oh, okay, yes.
Of the recording, not with the release.
There, it makes sense, promise. It doesn't.
Unless you're a patron, then maybe it is still. Because you got it early. But you can...
Allegedly.
The second, the poster for the new Joker, Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie dropped. It was very, you know, limited in view. I don't know if you guys actually got to see that. But the third... The movie trailer dropped. That is none of those. That's not even the poster. Oh, there it is. There's the poster. We'll put link that in the show notes.
Put on a happy face.
Exactly. Which the music to the trailer also goes with.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Nice, happy music. You like it?
The trailer was interesting.
What do you think?
I feel slightly bad for him.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, not something I ever expected. Actually... I think there were times and I was kind of felt slightly sad for Joker. Because I think I kind of knew this, but...
Yeah. I really liked it. I mean, the Joker's always supposed to be kind of a dark character, and I feel like the whole trailer just exemplifies that. Like, it's dark, it's bad circumstances for him, but... And the whole thing's kind of grungy. I think it's a good feel for a Joker movie.
It's also a really good origin story, so if you like the origins of Batman or any of the characters of Batman, Joker... This looks like a really interesting take as far as the origin of...
A possible origin?
Yeah, a possible origin where Joker came from.
I like the...
When you mentioned grungy, it kind of reminded me of Batman Ninja.
No.
That one's a little...
Can be.
Batman Ninja, have you heard of it?
I have not heard of this.
It's basically a Batman anime. It's awesome.
All I've heard of for like weird spin-off things is like Spider-Man.
I still need to watch that one, Batman
Just
Ninja.
Load up the... No, that'll work.
If you watch the trailer, it's very interesting, though. They get kind of...
Yes, it's full of mechs.
So it's mech battles in the Batman universe?
Yes, but it's not in the way you think.
Interesting.
In feudal Japan.
Yeah, Batman and Joker go back in time into feudal Japan and start battling it.
It's interesting.
They're battling all of feudal Japan?
No, they're battling each other.
Okay.
During feudal Japan.
Yeah, I'm not going to give away too many spoilers, but...
I think
yeah,
I'm going to have to check this out. Is it a movie or like
a
whole...
It's a movie.
Okay, so it's not something I have to dedicate huge amounts of time to.
No.
Bill, Anthony, have you guys actually watched both versions?
Hour and a half?
The Japanese and the
I only watched the English? Japanese one, I think. No, I
you
think
really
I
really should know that answer by now for me.
I think you watched both, right?
No.
He doesn't like he doesn't like subtitled stuff.
Okay.
I think I actually
have to pay lots and lots of attention to it, and
I don't remember
have that much attention.
I might have watched it sub just because I actually liked the voice characters that did the Japanese dub. I don't know. I don't remember.
I
think
still
you said
need
you
to watch both of them.
Would recommend.
English is awesome.
It's on Prime. It's on Prime now.
Okay. Pick the language that you know, I recommend that.
She knows a little bit of both, though.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, she knows more than English than Japanese, but...
I like to say, if I knew more Japanese, I may be willing... So much attention to be paid.
Yeah, I got like halfway through Sword Art Online because I have to dedicate my attention to it, and that's rough for me.
They have a dub version of that.
Yeah,
it sucks, but they have a dub
version. Yeah, I didn't have the dubbed version, so I just kind of like fell off halfway.
I don't like it.
I actually watched, I had way too much time on my hands, I think, at the time, and I watched the original dub version.
The sub version, you mean?
Or both. I've seen both. Okay. Yeah, I watched the sub. Then I watched the dubbed.
I just like sub more because there's generally more emotion in the sub one, like in the original dub. In the English dub, they tend to sometimes they do really good and they get it good. But a lot of the times it's just kind of bland, or they make the, usually because in most animes, the kid is like, the main character is a kid and they try to make his voice sound too manly.
Yeah.
Or too gravelly. That's what they did with Sword Art.
In the dub?
In the English dub, yeah.
I've seen that more in the sub.
Especially maybe.
If a female character is super strong, she has a manly voice.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, just because you're Phasma doesn't mean you have to, or Brianna Tarth doesn't mean you have to sound like, you know, Vader. You can sound like a female and still punch everybody through walls.
I still have only watched the first episode this last weekend
of
Sword Art Online.
Which season?
They have three.
Yeah.
I guess it would be the first episode of the first
season. What happened?
They were explaining what Sword Art Online was.
They got into the game.
The guy was connected with his headset.
Okay, that's the first one.
Okay, so it's not about a tree.
No.
Did it also start off with like Link a start or something like that?
I don't.
They say that a lot.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Actually, they don't.
Okay, you're
pretty sure it's the first one.
But they said that like if. Like, you can't disconnect. And
yep, that's the first one.
And you're stuck in the game. If you die, then you die.
GG. Except for not good game, good life is what it would be. Because game over, good life.
Yeah, you die in real life.
GL?
Yeah, GL. Good life.
Good luck.
Yeah.
That too.
So I have yet to watch the rest of it, but are all the seasons decent?
Second season, a lot of people don't like. I actually really liked it.
A lot of people don't like the second half of the first season.
I liked it.
A lot of people... Well, they very much like the sword art part of it.
Let me know when you watch Red Nose Reindeer. I want to know what your thoughts are on that.
Okay,
it's like four episodes in. What? It gets me every time.
Yeah. So is it mean?
I just want to know what she thinks whenever she watches it.
And also our listeners can too. Let Anthony know.
Yeah, you can let me know.
You can call him.
No, you're not going to call me.
You could leave a message.
Yeah, you can leave a message at that number.
What's that number?
It is 555. Now it's 801-896-4335. Or you can email at geeksarewired.
We aren't pirates. @gmail.com.
Back to Sword Art. They also have, they just barely finished up the third season.
So I will be watching it here
and
soon.
And it is, like, I read the light novels for this. I like Sword Art, if you can't tell. I did read the light novels for this, and they ended it just before I cut off of it, because the light novels have to be translated. So I know what's going to happen on the next episode, or maybe possibly the next two, but I'm still really excited. It's fun. I liked it.
So you read ahead then?
That was like 2 years ago when I stopped. I read ahead because there was no, like, they made the first two seasons really fast, and then the third season it took them like what, five?
Sorry. I'm clicking things.
I'm awake.
Just making sure all the podcasters are paying attention.
That legit scared me, Bill.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Malware on the computer.
Yeah, the listeners didn't get to hear it. I protected them.
But anyways, back to Sword Art. It took like 5 or 6 years to get to even know that a sixth or a third one is coming out. And I only realized about it before I even looked it up, because the thing that I think it was TV Showtime, I was looking at it, the poster for it had changed to what would be in the third, basically the third season. Because before it was like just a picture of Kirito and Asuna, or Asuna. I don't know how you're supposed to say it. I think the English and sub Japanese dub make it sound different. But anyways, that's how I found out about it. And then I looked it up, and then I told Bill, and then Bill was really excited.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
I tried watching the first half, first episode. I'm about 10 minutes in, and I tapped out. Hardcore.
It's not because it's boring, just because it was subtitled.
Yeah, I have to really, really pay attention to it, and I don't have that much time.
And the first episode was legit. Like, they didn't just do that thing where they do two episodes where they're the same episode. The first episode was 50 minutes long. So, you have that to look forward to. So, you only made it, like, a fifth of the way through it.
Maybe.
Instead of halfway
through.
There's
a tree.
There is a tree.
That's all I'm going to say.
There is also a tree in every single episode, I think.
There is a tree.
That narrows it down quite a bit.
Yeah, there's lots of trees in that game.
Where were we?
I don't know. We started off with
Joker, and
Joker,
then we went to
then
Batman
Ninja, then
and then
Sword
other
Art.
Animes. We could continue on the anime train unless you want to talk about something else.
We can.
Okay.
What do we have?
Another one that's good that just finished up is that time I got reincarnated as a slime. That is the title of the show. I've sent you the music for it, I think, and I've sent it to you. I don't know if you ever listened to it, but it's fun.
I haven't listened to it, but I have heard of that title of that show. What is it about?
So the too long didn't watch, I guess, of it is that, and this isn't really spoilers because it's in the first episode, but you're the guy is a like I think a 40-year-old male who's a civil engineer in Japan. And you're meeting up with, or he's meeting up with two colleagues, I think. And then a guy comes running towards you with a knife, and you get stabbed, and then you die. And then
you keep saying you, so are you from his perspective?
It's mostly...
Is this a spoiler?
No, it's from...
No, it's from that video game.
It's from his perspective, for the most part. I keep saying you, but no, he gets stabbed. And then as he is dying... He starts listing off all these things that he doesn't like it's cold because he's dying, or he doesn't like the pain because he's dying. And as he's listening them off, a little voice in the back is like pinging off, okay, we've given you pain nullification or heat nullification, like as if it was a video game. Then towards the end, when he actually finally dies, he gets like the sage ability, which is what makes him really overpowered in the anime. And it'll basically, it's like an AI in the back of his head that kind of just tells him, hey, or it just tells him information about the world or stuff like that. And then you wake up in this other world. He wakes up in this other world. I keep doing that. He wakes up in this other world where he's a slime. Well, it's really cute and funny.
Kind of like The Matrix when he wakes up as a slime.
Yeah.
Except for that never happened. What's up?
So I don't know about that one, but Sword Art is on Hulu, I believe.
I watched that time... That time I got reincarnated as a slime. That is a mouthful. I watched it on Crunchyroll.
Okay.
But it'll probably make it to Funimation or Hulu eventually, probably.
Either on Hulu or Netflix, but I'm feeling
Sword Art
like it's
is
Hulu.
On Hulu.
Okay.
But it's also on Netflix. Oh, yeah. He does wake up in slime.
Yeah, he wakes up as a slime.
Yeah. No, he wakes up in slime, not a slime.
Yeah, it's basically the same. They also have the alternate Gun Gala online.
Watched, I got halfway through that and I couldn't do
and
it.
And Ordinal Scale.
That's a movie, isn't it?
It is the movie.
I need to watch that too.
I enjoyed them both. But that's me.
Cowboy Bebop is my favorite. Fight me.
Oh, that is such a good series.
It is a really good one.
So
really?
Good.
I was like, Cowboy you really Bebop. Just like laid down the duh.
That is one where the English dub is amazing. And I actually did watch it with English. It
Cowboy
good.
Bebop, so good.
It's one of the best series. But so is, like, Trigun.
But Bebop, I don't want to skip the intro. Like, I enjoy it every time.
I also love all the music they have in it. Like, there was one where I think it was called Jupiter Blues or something like that.
The Seatbelts do all amazing of their stuff, and it's so good. Mm-hmm.
That is one anime that everybody should watch. It's a really old one. Like, the way I described it is, and this is funny because it came out before this show did, but it's basically an anime Serenity. And by Serenity, I mean Firefly.
Yeah, it's Firefly before Firefly. They're space bounty hunters.
Yeah. It's a... What? It's a space... Yeah, anyway, it's just an animated version of Firefly. I say that, but it's completely different. That's just the closest analog, I guess.
Yeah. I also like Trigun and Outlaw Star. Those ones are pretty good as well.
So, I never finished watching Firefly.
You should do
that. Wait, you're the one that makes all those terrible jokes.
I know. Well, you're not great. I watched Serenity before I even knew Firefly was a thing.
Dude. Did you watch the first episode at least? Because that is by far
my favorite
scene, and it comes up everywhere.
I think I'm about halfway through the entire existence of it.
The show starts off with, I can't remember his name, but he is playing with dinosaurs.
Nathan Fillion?
Yes. He is playing with dinosaurs, and it's amazing. And then they get into it. Where?
I think you're going to lose some street cred, Bill. You haven't finished Firefly?
You get on that. We'll reinstate your street cred.
Meh. See, where did I get to? I'm not even sure. I'm sure I got through something on it. I watched it.
Also, since we're, since we're on the episode of... we're talking about space-type shows... I'm gonna bring this up again. The Expanse. You should all watch it. It's really good. Really good.
What's the gist of The Expanse?
The Expanse is, it's like 300 years in the future or something like that. I think it might only be two, but, you're on a ship.
You mean they are?
They are.
They're on a ship.
This isn't a VR movie that, you know, I'm not part of
it.
Hey,
you know what?
It gets
so
immersed
good
in his media.
It's so good that I got immersed in it.
Immersive media.
It's like reading
a
book. You are living the character.
Anyways, they are on a ship, and it is traveling towards, I think, either an asteroid in the asteroid belt or one of the moons on Jupiter, in Jupiter's orbit. They're getting ice to transport it back to either Mars or one of the other. Bigger asteroids in the asteroid belt.
It's still going.
Yes, still it making is. It. They can't. Sci-Fi did cancel it.
Oh,
but Amazon picked it up.
Yay!
Yes.
Oh, I read about this just because people really really liked it. It has like a cult following. And
oh, yes.
When they announced the cancellation, it like blew up on Reddit and all over the place. And then they were like begging the big three to take it up for
Netflix,
streaming.
Amazon, or I think HBO
Hulu.
Too,
yeah.
Or Hulu. Anyways, so after that, I think a Mars ship or something disguised as a Mars ship on their way back, they start targeting the ship and then they blow it up and then an escape pod gets away and then they inadvertently start a war between Earth and Mars because I think it was an Earth vessel and it was someone who had stolen the Mars vessel. And then that's basically the plot of the show.
And World War III started. Space Wars 3.
No, it wasn't World War III.
Planet War 1.
Ah, there we go.
But it's good. And the physics and stuff and like time-wise, it's pretty realistic. They don't like jump into warp or anything like they do in Star Trek.
Hey, they explained properly how Star Trek would work.
You're
the
right.
Vulcan stopped by.
So they're like, man, we're going to go attack Earth. And then like 8 months later, they show up.
No. Okay. So somebody, Earth was basically on a like final limb. We battled each other and barely
Are you
surviving.
Star Trek now?
Star Trek.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were barely surviving. And then somebody ended up successfully making warp speed, just like the very basic of it.
Warp one or not even warp one, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's just the really basic of it. And when they did it, the Vulcans happened to be traveling by at the time. And they're like, this planet isn't stupid. We should probably talk to them before they get too far advanced.
They still... Did you watch Enterprise at all?
Because
they go into that actually a lot in Enterprise.
Sort of, vaguely. That's from the movie.
Okay, well, in Enterprise,
I think that was First Contact, actually.
In Enterprise, there is a other subplot, and this is spoilers, but it's like a 10-year-old, actually 15-year-old.
Where they screwed up the timeline?
No, well, that happened too.
No. That's talking about Enterprise.
Yeah.
They screwed up the lore they laid down.
All right, possibly.
No, but they did.
They do a
Spock
lot of...
Spock is the first Vulcan on a Federation ship.
Okay. I'm not that hardcore of a Star Trek fan, apparently.
Neither am I, really.
But they do a lot of timey-wimey stuff in that. Anyways, to my point, though, is that there's an episode there where they apparently show up in the 50s, and the Vulcans is who gave us the power of Velcro.
That's beautiful.
It was a whole episode where like these Vulcans crash land and they're trying to fit in and they somehow do it just fine.
Yeah.
But at the end, one of them feels bad for some other Earthling thing, and so they sell the invention of Velcro to get a lot of money so that this one Earthling can go to school. Like, that's the plot. Like, it was interesting and I enjoyed it, but the ending was not... Whatever.
It's a pretty simple, believable thing. They're like, this won't affect history too much.
Yeah.
Except for enabled space travel and whatnot, but... And that was what Velcro was invented for, right? Was for NASA?
I have no idea.
I thought
My guess would be like military applications or something.
Yeah, NASA. It's a branch of the... Well, it's sort of a branch of the Air Force. At least it was. They worked closely with them. How about that? Does that satisfy you, Bill? You're the military dude here. I don't know.
I'm Googling this.
Have you seen how to open Velcro silently?
Yeah, Velcro. click on Velcro. No.
You just scream. No one will hear the Velcro.
Oh, that's the company.
But he first invented Velcro, the company.
Oh, 1941. Yeah. Never mind. Never mind. Carry on, guys.
Nah.
I was wrong.
I didn't want to say anything, but since you brought it up.
Okay. Any more shows we want to talk about while we're on the topic?
It sounds like we're talking about a bunch of shows, especially with the summer break coming up or the summer round of shows coming around.
Game of Thrones.
Winter is coming?
Yes, winter is coming.
In a couple
summer
of weeks?
Summer is coming.
No. Like, in like 1 week.
Is it really 1 week?
I'm getting a phone call.
It does say Game of Thrones, season 8, April 14th.
Yes.
That's in 2 weeks.
So that's about two. Okay, fine.
Okay, it's between 2 weeks and 1 week.
So we're coming over here on that Sunday, right?
Yay.
You don't sound too excited.
It means I got to subscribe to HBO for the first month for free, and then for the next 2 months for paying.
We could all just, the next 2 months, oh yeah. We could flip-flop.
It's just like a three-month thing.
You could have someone do HBO for the first
time. I'm okay.
Time.
I can pay for it. Maybe I'll get stuck back into HBO for a bit again.
I guess we need to also look up Westworld, because isn't there like another season coming out for Westworld?
I don't know. So I don't know if this is like a troll that Macy Williams is Arya, right?
Yes.
I'm terrible with actor names.
Yes,
I only know about this because I just barely read the story, but I think it also did come out on April Fool's, so I don't know if it was an April Fool's thing.
Yeah.
She talked about the worst moments that she had on the show, and I think she inadvertently... Something bad happens to her on the second episode.
Oh, no, I did hear... Yes.
And still, I don't...
It's April Fool's.
That's what I thought. It was. But the way she, like, ran off, it made it seem almost believable, but...
No, but Emilia Clarke, apparently she ended up surviving some... brain trauma, or she actually had some major health issues not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks. She's still in this, though, I think.
Yes.
Because they filmed this forever ago, but...
Oh, yeah, this is all... All good.
And Peter?
She's... Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage.
What have we devolved to?
Peter Dinklage.
Geeks are wired.
That was a little bit of an insult there.
Why?
I said, what have we devolved to? And then you say his name.
Peter. Who we raised to that level. I'm going with that.
Oh, he's been in the most episodes. Holy crap. You wouldn't have thought that.
Actually, I kind of sort of would have.
Well, I thought it would be... Well, I guess it wouldn't be one of the Stark people.
Definitely not many of the Stark people.
Especially one.
He just dies and everything, though. That's a different story.
I mean, that's Game of Thrones. People die. All right, back on to Westworld.
I couldn't find it. I don't know.
It looks like Westworld, it's going to
canceled?
Come out later in the year.
Oh, okay, good.
So it looks like it might
I still haven't watched it.
The last quarter or so of the year that they're actually going to be looking at premiering that on HBO.
Actually, I'm less excited about this one. I'm more excited for the next season of Mr. Robot. You guys seen Mr. Robot?
Mr. Robot.
Yeah, I've watched a little bit of it.
It's pretty good.
I think this is the last season coming up. And, yeah. But, it's been a while. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's one of those shows that really makes you think.
Yeah,
like
a lot.
And it really throws you for a loop sometimes.
Oh.
It makes him question himself, and it makes you question yourself.
They own, what does that say? The feet? That looks like feet. That last word looks like feet, but it probably isn't.
I don't know.
They own the something.
That's from the one of the episodes. I wouldn't say. I wouldn't go with anything. He's got a... But apparently it's not announced. But apparently Rick and Morty's been announced. Wait.
Rick and Morty is like
that was 2 days ago. That is too close to April Fool's.
Yeah.
Click on it, though. Let's see it.
Well, they released the season premiere...
Of the third one on April Fool's.
On April
Fool's,
yeah.
They also followed that up with just like doing a rerun of everything, didn't they?
Yeah, it had all of the other episodes right after it.
Yeah, similar to what they did before, wasn't it? Actually, they signed a contract. They're like, yeah, they're set up to like deliver like 70 new episodes. Like they don't have to how many seasons that is. They're just set to deliver 70 new episodes.
There's no time frame on that, though, right?
It's like printing money, and for them, like they just kind of spitball off of each other, and then they turn it into an episode. So
yep.
It's like, was it South Park? South Park, made in less than 1 week.
Yeah, South Park is pretty ambitious with how fast they can churn them out, but like they kind of script their stuff. They have an idea for an episode. Rick and Morty, they just sit down, and they just spitball off of each other. And a lot of it's just improv. Then they'll take the recordings and turn it into, like, actual scenes.
Oh, that's actually, yeah. Do you ever see Made in 1 Week?
I haven't.
It talks about how they make a South Park episode. They have literally ran the episode down to Comedy Central minutes before it airs.
I've heard about that. They did it with, like, presidential elections.
Yes, because people keep changing their speeches at the very end, or people keep winning that they didn't expect to win.
Right. I think at this point they'll just create, like, two episodes.
I think they did.
It could go either way.
I think the last time they did do that, or at least they had the other one, like, mostly written out.
They had to reshoot. They said they had to reshoot.
I thought they had at least, I thought they at least had a plot or something for the other one.
What I read, they had to reshoot that because they totally, everyone thought.
I really want to know what that episode would have been, though.
Ooh.
Like, I wonder if they'll ever
release
it. Mr.
Garrison would not have won. He'd be back to a teacher.
No. I just mean, like, that episode. I just wonder what it would have looked like. Like, if they'll ever release it on, like, a DVD of, or sorry, a Blu-ray as a lost episode.
Digital copy. Welcome to the 21st century.
Blu-ray. I still prefer Blu-ray.
How old are you, Anthony?
I am...
pretty old.
Some amount of year old.
Too old. All right.
I legit forget how old I am a lot of the time.
Can we take a break?
I guess we can take a break.
James from Captain Bangles.
Break.
We got him this week.
Break.
We actually were able to get him in last week, so we might just throw both in.
Give me a break.
That We'll be right back.
Give me a break. Give me a break of that Kit Kat bar. Break.
James with Captain Mangles Comic Cove. Talking to you guys, letting you guys know about books that are arriving on April 3rd, 2019. A few things you guys need to keep an eye out for. War of the Realms starts on April 3rd. So all the 10 realms have fallen to Malekith except one, and that being Midgard, Earth. Thor is going to make sure that nothing happens, but all hell's going to break loose in New York. Malekith and his allies are going to invade, and the greatest heroes of Marvel Universe are going to watch Earth fall. Next thing you guys need to check out is, if you guys haven't, this is a reminder, Green Lantern 6 is out April 3rd, and that is going to be the final initiation of Hal Jordan into the Black Stars. Will he kill Adam Strange? Spoilers, he probably doesn't. But we'll see what happens. It's been a great story so far. Grant Morrison has been a master of his craft, crafting a story. And Liam Sharp has been a master in doing a galactic story. Another book you guys need to check out that, if you haven't yet, is probably one of the best fantasy books out there currently, which is called Die from Image Comics. Issue 5 is the end of the current story arc, but it'll probably take a break for a month after this and release a graphic novel to cover the first 5 issues. Kieran Gillen's work in this fantasy D&D masterpiece without being D&D. Last thing, if you guys haven't picked it up already, Detective 1000 came out on the 26th of March. Pick it up as soon as you can. It is really good. I read it this morning. Today is March 26th, which I'm talking about this. Read it this morning. It is great. A great read. Especially if you're a Batman fan. Anyways, James from Captain Mangles saying, hey, go visit your local comic shop. We're located in Pocatello, Idaho at 348 North 3rd. But if you guys have a local place, stop at your local place. This is James from Captain Mangles Comic Cove. Talking to you guys, letting you guys know about books that are arriving April 10th, 2019. First one I want to let you guys know about is Detective Comics issues 1001. After 1,000 issues, you think Batman could finally have a break, but no, not really. As new era dawns, he's facing the most dangerous threat of his career, the Arkham Knight. He's arrived in Gotham City with an entire round table of deadly allies, and their first encounter will leave Batman shaken to his core. You know how it goes, new villain, new arc, check it out, it's gonna be good stuff. Next thing you guys will want to check out is Fair Lady number 1 from Image Comics. It's a series premiere, and, you know, every fantasy epic ends with the war, but what happens when the war is over? After posing as a man to join the army, Jennifer Faulds returns home to the Feld for a new start as a fair man, specially licensed private investigator. But sexism didn't end on the battlefield, and the only fair lady, Jenner, gets stuck with the cases nobody else wants. This is gonna probably be a fun start for a new series. I highly recommend checking it out if you guys want a good read. Next title I want to tell you guys about is from Boom Studios. It's called Faithless. It's by Brian Azzarello. And this is not for kids, just so you know. Faith, sex, the devil. Faith likes devil magic. Her friends thinks it's cute and not just a little off-putting, but it's part of her charm and her warped sense of search for purpose in a world that makes too much sense. But she's a true believer and knows there's power within her reach. She's right, of course. It just took a while for that magic, that temptation, that unknowable thing to find her. In short, Faith is bored as hell, and hell is noticed. Now, if you haven't read any of Brian Azzarello's works before, Batman the Damned, 100 Bullets, I really recommend checking it out. It's going to be a great, great story on self-exploration that I really recommend checking out. Next, I want to tell you guys about is Symbiote Spider-Man number 1 by Peter David. Everyone knows Spider-Man's infamous black suit would someday become the wicked web-slinger known as Venom, but what happened before Peter Parker discovered the black suit's sinister secret? Find out in this dynamic tale from comic legends Peter David and Greg Land. Set in the original Black Suit saga, this is an all-new tale that pits wall-crawling wonder against the most mystifying of menaces, Mysterio. Now, it's obvious with the new movie coming out, they'd have to have Mysterio coming into the comics at some point. Why not? Give it a shot. It's going to be great. Peter David's a great writer, and so is Greg Land. He's a great artist. Again, this is James from Captain Mingles Comic Cove. Letting you guys know, support your local comic shop. We're located in Pocatello, Idaho, 348 North 3rd Avenue. But find your local shop, read some good books, and have a good time. Thanks.
And we're back.
From the break, I didn't get my Kit Kat bar.
Aww.
Bill isn't nice enough. Okay, so we're going to diverge from talking about TV shows to talking about a regularly scheduled content.
What do you mean? TV shows is regularly scheduled content.
I know, I just mean like this is the stuff we actually had planned.
We started off with planned.
We did, and then we quickly got sidetracked.
Welcome to Geeks Are Wired.
And we're still doing that.
We got to up Bill's meds. So Google, they seem to be damaging their brand by spinning up products that people enjoy and then murdering them.
Yeah, they did that with...
the products, not the people.
And, well, I mean, we don't know about that part. Anyways.
Who do you think they are? MySpace?
MySpace still exists.
Oh, yeah. They just delete all your information. Yeah, or they lose it.
They lose
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. Like, they've got Hangouts. They've got, like, GChat. They've got all sorts, like, Allo and all sorts of messaging things. And then they'll kill them off. And it's usually a pretty popular one.
So Inbox got killed off recently. The Google Audio or the Chromecast audio got killed off.
I think the biggest thing with it is where they push it very hard.
They killed that off in January 11th. Like, they still work if you have them, but you can't buy them anymore.
Really? I didn't hear about that.
Neither did I until I read this. So Allo's gone. They dropped on Android things. They dropped the IoT support. Google URL shortener was shut off to new users, so if you've never used it before, you can't use it anymore. I actually recently thought out about that, and I was using that over a tiny URL.
Or Bitty.
Bitly.
Or Bitly. I think they did that because of Bitly, and like everybody else is just using that. They've just cut off a lot of stuff, and like me and apparently a lot of the people on the internet they won't even trust a new Google product until it's been around for 3 years, and even then it's not safe.
But then that's when the culling happens.
Like Google Plus has been around in some form since like 2011, and they finally are barely shutting that off, and they only did it because there was a breach. Like, there was a security breach.
Yeah.
Well, then they kind of started talking about, because there was no worry about leaving it on. And it was popularly used by Ingress players, by... Yeah.
YouTube.
Weird niche markets.
Their own products.
YouTube was using it for about 2-3 days till they pulled it because it sucked and people hated it and people were leaving YouTube.
Everyone had an account.
It makes sense.
I have
though.
One. Everyone? Had one.
No. Well,
yeah. they forced everyone that had like a Gmail to have one. Mm-hmm. So everyone had one.
Which puts it in a bad light and they wonder why it failed.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Google, you know, you get a cool product or whatever, but if they're just going to kill it off and it's something that you actually use, like finding a new alternative or migrating your content that you've put on that platform is a lot of work. And so it might be easier just to like start with the competitor instead. I used Google Play Music a lot, and they got rid of that in favor of YouTube Music. And
it still exists in some
all
form.
All sorts of problems.
Yes,
actually,
it still does.
At least they brought YouTube Music to Google, not Drive, whatever I keep calling it. I keep on calling it Drive, whatever their mobile one.
Premium?
I think it is Drive, but you were calling it Maps
Android Drive
originally.
Android
Drive? Is it Android?
Driving mode?
I thought Drive was their
Drive is
storage.
Online storage, but they had a thing where you could upload songs to Google Play Music, so I thought that's what you were referencing.
No, this is the thing where his phone
Auto.
Will go on to Google Auto, where it goes into car mode so that you can... It makes stuff nice and big, and then it's just easy to click on stuff.
Yeah, so Android Auto. But, so YouTube Music, or YouTube... Yeah. Music didn't work with it, but Google Play worked with it. Now they both work with it.
And Google Play still exists for a few more months, I think.
I'm still waiting for them to move my lists over because I have, before their subscription base and before it was good, I actually invested in music.
Here's the thing. It's interesting because at some points, I like the stuff I play in YouTube will show up in YouTube Music and vice versa. But a lot of the time it doesn't. And a lot of people don't want it to. Like, they don't want their lists to sync over. Like, they want their music list to sync over, but they want it separated from just normal YouTube.
I'll go with that.
A lot of people want that. I kind of do, but kind of don't.
Thank you for reminding me. I need to download, like, all of my music from circa 2010.
No, I think your stuff's still going to be there. But it's not like MySpace where it's going to go, but they're just going to shift it over.
MySpace was good until about 2 months ago.
Yeah, and then they nuked everything.
They nuked it in a server migration.
That's a big oopsie.
Allegedly, they didn't mean to.
Nobody ever means to delete all your...
You don't know that.
...important information. Yeah,
it probably makes their life way easier at MySpace.
Justin Timberlake is much happier now.
Oh, man. That means all my old photos are probably gone. Dang it.
I went back to MySpace to transfer my my photos over to
I tried.
Facebook.
I couldn't undo my password.
I realized the cell phone has been a big part of my uploading photos to my social media. I had 3 photos.
I bet they were really good ones, too.
They were. Way back in the day. I'll show you guys.
My main photo I wanted, and I'll show you guys.
MySpace is from when I was in, like, middle school, so my pictures were fairly cringy. So, you know, I just logged in there to just delete things. Yeah. I don't need that in my life anymore.
That's the only photo I'd want, because I can't find, like, a high-res one.
That's a good one. I like that.
Nice.
Like, all I can find are just ones that I put in other photo, like, collages back from when I was in high school.
So, tell me more about the Google-ness. Ago.
All right, I can go on a rant. So,
Man, that's quite the rant.
I ran out of steam.
Okay, we'll just move on.
Nope, I got it. It's back.
How about the MySpace?
What about it?
The Friendsters. Huh? The other social medias that failed you.
Oh, so here's the thing. MySpace is a little different because Facebook came around and then that was the new hotness. For MySpace going away, or like, no one cared. And even with Google+, no one really cares as far as I know. It's just, so that one was just they killed it. Okay. It's the reason they killed it. The reason they killed it was because of a security breach. Like, no other reason.
I'm kind of sad Google+ didn't make it. Like
the idea was cool.
The idea was cool, and it had, like, the whole circles idea where you could build, like, circles of people you wanted to share things with. So you could share things with not your mom and all sorts of stuff. But, like, I also didn't like Facebook at the time, and Facebook just keeps getting bigger and worse. And so I kind of wish that Google+ could have taken some of that traffic from them and kept it.
Dodgeball was location-based. Really?
Yeah, there's a ton of products that they have brought up and killed.
Who?
Google. Discontinued products and services. Google.
So it was also funny, in this Ars Technica article, it was saying that its list of discontinued products or dead products is getting longer than their actual active products now.
Great. But so I'm also kind of curious, because like something like Dodgeball, their social network service, are they starting to count their, like, secret projects? Because some of these don't really get big enough for anybody to actually use.
No, I think, like, Google Labs down there I've heard of. Google Buzz I also heard of.
Hello?
Hello? Where's that?
That. Images across the internet. It's basically, apparently in 2008, they decided to make Google Photo online. And they called it Hello. That's actually the weird thing, is when they make products to kill their own products. They don't make products to kill somebody else's. They make it to kill their own.
Yeah.
Well, they also had a thing called the Google Code Project, I think. And you could, like, set up, essentially, like, it was GitHub, way before GitHub. And they killed it off in 2016 because they started losing ground to GitHub. So, like, they're better, and they just shuttered it.
And so everybody had it, like, I think SVN was on Google Code or something.
Yeah, they claim...
Or Tortoise SVN or something.
Yeah, they say Google Code is closing down because developers aren't using it, and that's from 2015. So when people started using the better thing instead of, like, fighting or anything, they're just like, eh, we're done.
Google Spaces?
Hey, there's even Future, or already... They've already killed off...
Yeah, YouTube Annotations, the Google URL Shortener, the Google Allo, Inbox, and Google Plus. Scheduled to be discontinued is Google Search Appliance.
You scared me for a second. You just paused after search, and I was like, Wait, is Bing taking
the... Yeah, Bing's going to become our new verb.
Or ask Jeeves. Oh, man.
It still exists. It's just ask.com. So
that Google search appliance is what you're talking about, and that's a server that you actually have in your server rack that can index all your stuff.
Google Fusion Tables is also getting discontinued, and Google... Does that say portfolios? Yeah.
Yes.
So those are going to be discontinued soon. But, yeah, they're just...
Actually, it's kind of weird they're discontinuing that one because
Google X,
YouTube canceled or discontinued. No, yeah, annotations. Not YouTube. Yahoo canceled their finance thing. They shut theirs down. I thought a couple years ago.
Yahoo Finance.
Yeah, they shut that down. I thought a couple years ago.
I have no idea. I thought they still had their tickers and stuff.
I think,
like, or maybe it's they like simplified it like extremely, or they kind of like borrow off somebody else's.
Who I don't know. I'm not really Yahoo. Big on Yahoo.
University search. What'd they kill in 2017? Not that much, actually.
A small list.
Google Hands free.
Free search. They apparently had free search.
Free, what's the, what?
It was their embedded website search into a user's website.
Oh,
it was
to
replace by Google custom search.
Oh, okay. So they have a okay.
they had Google. Right. They had Google search. They replaced it with a different Google search to then be replaced by the original Google search. It's kind of like Coke and a classic Coke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they've never added the cocaine back.
They're they're non-compatible, and the classic Coke's discontinued. So now you have to have this other Coke with corn syrup. Okay. I got you. We're on the same page now.
Except for other companies still make it with, other countries still make it with sugar cane. Corn. Or sugar cane. Sugar.
Sugar cane corn.
Wrong word. I apologize. And you can still get it in the U.S. if you go to usually Mexican restaurants or, oddly enough, bagel shop in our case.
They have various, You also can buy it in regular containers with says made with natural sugar or whatever, blah, blah.
I still haven't tried the orange vanilla.
See, and that's the other thing, is they've discontinued so many of these. I think I, use a product of it, and they did build it in, Google Map Marker. I'm like, I thought that thing still existed. Apparently, it's just called something else.
The thing is they migrate these good ideas that were standalone into a bigger core product. And then they're like, well, we can't support the old thing anymore. It's too much work. So migrate to the new thing or your SOL.
Or migrate to the new thing that'll be killed off in 2 years anyways.
Yeah, like when they close YouTube down, then they got no music and no YouTube.
Honestly, they shut down YouTube.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, YouTube kind of loses money for them, from what
I don't
heard.
Think it's never made money.
They host, I think it's like some crazy number, like 30% of all internet traffic or something.
I did hear about YouTube annotations.
And so that's a huge chunk
of money.
Turn it
on probably no internet or Cortex.
They also have to be able to take in hundreds of hours of video every minute, and they have to be able to play that back to people.
Yeah.
Spendy stuff.
Oh, I also read a thing. It was last week. Completely irrelevant to Google, but... Oh, never mind. I don't want to bring this in. It's politic related. Never mind.
I thought spreadsheets was still a thing.
It is. It's...
It's called Google Sheets.
It's a spreadsheet management application before it was integrated with
Writely
to Form. I think it was just a standalone thing, and then they folded it in with Google Drive.
Yeah, I did hear about this. So this is the stupidness. They're counting stuff that isn't even out. The Chinese Google search.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hidden project that they were trying to get working so they could work with China.
And then the public found out about it, and then there was a...
Well, no, it wasn't. They also realized how many... Because they were also using somebody else's search, or they were using China's main one search engine to reference, as going, okay, does our search engine work the same as theirs? Okay, how do they work? All this other stuff. And because they were referencing through it, they were told to stop.
Well, that's how new search engines are born. There's a new search engine, and it just indexes the old search engine.
Apparently, everyone can do that, but Google.
Did you see what happened with Bing? If you look at the search results over time for Google, when Bing was coming online, they were indexing pages, and matching up search results and like trying to index the web the same way Google does. And so you can look at the search results and they just spike, and it's it can be really weird search terms. But
interesting. But yeah, apparently Google got told to stop, so everyone else can do it, just not Google.
Well, they're the big bad, right?
Apparently, yeah. But they, this is, I'm, that's the other thing, is technically it may or may not be dead. I don't know. They, it exists, but it's not growing nearly at the rate it used to.
Schrodinger search engine?
Yeah.
U.S. government search.
Why not?
Voice search. Google X. Accessibility search.
Yeah, there's just tons
of... Can that? Maybe it's because they folded it in with normal search.
Google Nexus. See, really?
So that's a product line. I think it counts.
It's a product line that used other people's hardware.
Yeah, now they have their own hardware, so they can the Nexus line. I still think it counts. So that they go to the Pixel line.
Then they had Google Swiftly, which converted Adobe Flash files into HTML5.
That's super cool, because that kind of like helps save the old web, because the old web was like all Flash.
And there's Picasa. RIP Picasa. I really liked Picasa.
Now you have Google Photos.
All right, to be fair, it does a pretty good job. Like, it stylizes some stuff and makes some pretty cool videos. Like, whenever we went to Vegas a couple years ago.
Yeah, it makes you an album.
It made me an album, but it also made me just like a video of just like photos and videos that I took spliced together. It was a pretty good video.
It makes me cat and dog videos.
A lot, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we can be done with this. It's just
moving along.
Ranty.
How about other things that barely survive?
MoviePass.
So this might be a little on the old side.
It's back.
It's not dead.
It's circling the drain.
They're bringing back the $9.95 unlimited movies.
Well, this has been a couple weeks ago, so it may be done.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
So, but they are back on $14.95.
As many as you can watch, as long as you can get to a theater.
You also have to pay
before they turn it off.
You have to pay for a whole year.
Ooh.
If you use it too much,
ACH
they
only
start restricting you.
So you really? Give them $120, and then you can watch about 10 movies, 12 movies, and then they'll shut you off.
No. They start restricting which ones you can.
Oh, so then it's just frustrating, and you can watch, like, I don't know, a kid's movie, like, 8 times if you want.
Yeah.
Hey, you can watch How to Train Your Dragon 10 times.
Get your money's
it's
worth.
It's a quality movie, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Okay. I thought it was sarcasm.
No.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It's a quality movie.
I like the first one.
I haven't watched it, but I heard it was adorable.
It is also very adorable.
You can watch it as it's dying outside, going to the end of the theater. You can watch Star Wars Episode 8.
Is that what we're on now?
Not 9. No, 8. No, 8. 8, it was out, but I mean, it's still hanging on in theaters.
Really?
No. It seems like it did.
Like, I mean, it was there for a while.
They usually run for like 5-6 months when there's a Star Wars film, so.
And then like a month out of theaters, and then suddenly it just hits all the... You know, or out on digital and Blu-ray. And
streaming.
Yep.
We could All right. What?
I'll go.
We could talk about what?
I was going to say we could talk about their animated show, but actually it just ended, so I'm good. We're done.
We're done? We don't want to talk about something else?
Well, remember, what you see isn't actually the number because there's going to be inserted things in here.
Throw a burrito.
Okay.
We can talk about that last.
The very last thing.
I was looking at that, and I was also looking at their other games. I was so excited. Did you buy this?
I kickstarted it.
So you did buy this?
I threw money at it.
Yes.
I did not go for the waterproof set.
So this is by the same people who made Exploding Kittens.
A dodgeball card game.
Yes. You play with...
So, wait. Oh, it's called throw
yeah,
burrito.
Throw a burrito. You get 3 cards of the same kind, and then you throw some burritos.
Okay.
If you were paid the $85 amount, you could have got the outdoor edition with sweat headbands and sweat wristbands and a large burrito.
A large burrito.
A large burrito.
How big are we talking?
I think the size of the table.
Oh, that's important.
Can I borrow
did you pay $85?
No, I thought about it a lot.
That probably would have been good use of your $85.
There you go. You has the power.
Throw burrito. I'm just going all the way. Well, we could look at these. It's just fun. Declare war on your friends. Duel to determine the winner. There's a dueling mode, too. During a burrito duel, two players must stand back. Or stand back to back, walk three paces, and then fire.
So they did explain kittens. Didn't they do another one?
Yeah. That's what I'm scrolling down to. They did exploding kittens. You've got crabs.
Okay.
Bears vs. Babies.
I got that one.
Kitty Convict Project. And they're just the oatmeal.
Well, the oatmeal ended up supporting them. Yeah. That's why they ended up doing much better.
An elegant solution to a tricky problem. This is for Kitty Convict.
Huh.
And the problem, the tricky problem, in the U.S., over 7 million pets go missing every year. 26% are dogs. Return home, but for cats, it's less than 5%. Okay, so this was 26% of dogs are reported and return home, but for cats, it's less than 5%. Less than 5%? What an outrage. Why the disparity? Then there's an outraged cat t-shirt on a fat cat who's outraged. And then the solution. I've skipped over the problem. if your cat is an indoor kitty, I am partial to sofas, is what the cat says. Dress them in orange. Put an orange collar on them. I prefer cat nudity, but this works. Or put an orange scarf. Or put something else orange on them. Why orange? Blah. Is this even a game? Or is this
I don't know.
Just
you've got the control.
Do you like this idea? The most helpful thing you can do is share this page. Please download and share these images. All right, it's not a game. Okay, the more
it
you know.
It sounds like it's something funny off of Exploding Kittens.
So you got crabs. I read through this one last night, actually. Or the other night. So you split up into two teams, into teams of two, and you privately decide on a sacred symbol with your teammate. So just touching your nose or blinking a lot. Then you sit across from each other and draw cards. Try to get four of a kind. If you get four of a kind, you have crabs. Try to communicate this to your partner using the secret signal.
The secret signal for crabs.
Yes. If your partner sees your signal and yells, you've got crabs, you gain a point. However, if your opponent sees your signal and yells, you've got crabs, you lose a point. Whoever gets the most crabs, or catches the most crabs, wins. There is also this edition where you get claws, crab claws. And if you got crabs, or no, with one powerful expansion card. So whoever holds this card must wear the claws.
I like that game mechanic. It's just like you have to do this dumb thing because...
Yeah, I totally missed the Kickstarter on this one because I've cut all their Kickstarters.
I think this is an old one. This may have even been before Exploding Kittens, in all honesty.
Interesting.
But all Exploding right. Kittens is my favorite. We can be done now.
We can?
I don't know. You all want right. to be? It's up to you. It's your podcast. You do
famous
what you want.
Last words.
Famous last words. I gotta get mine ready. So Anthony, you're first.
Throw burrito. Should be a fun game. I'm excited. And Anna.
I'm excited for winter to come here soon.
I want summertime.
I get no what I get winter what you're is coming. About. I so want that.
Oatmeal is soup.
I think there are 492 billionaires in the United States, and not one of them has decided to become Batman. How dare they all?
No, it's because you're Batman.
Oh, okay.
Shh.